everyone, and welcome to the One Last Episode show where we talk about all things Asian dramas. Not TV show dramas, just, you know, not real drama, just TV show dramas. My name is Mai, and today's episode we will be talking about the drama called Doom at Your Service. The drama that just ended like 2 weeks ago and my heart's pitter-pattering and oh my god. But before we continue, please don't forget to subscribe and continue listening to us on all the podcast radio platforms that you can listen to. And support us by giving us the best rating ever with some positive feedback and comments. Lots and lots of comments, por favor, because that would be the greatest thing ever. Also, please follow us on all social media and send all social media platforms that I have on today's episode, and send us some other drama comments or messages or relating to dramas so we can continue with this show. Okay, first and foremost, I'm so sorry that I did not, and I mean I did not get to you guys on for Monday's episode, but I'm here. I'm gonna do it. I have a reason why. So let's go with today's episode. Okay, I am genuinely so sorry that I didn't post anything for Monday's episode. I've been pretty busy with the holiday coming up and work, and I just haven't been able to record. So here I am recording the date that I'm supposed to post, only because I'm going to be posting it on Wednesday the same week, which would be my birthday. So basically, this will be airing on my birthday. So yikes. This is nerve-wracking, guys. Like, this is like my birthday today. Well, the day that's posted. But I'm both genuinely excited, a little bit nervous, but genuinely excited because I'm turning the big 30. And it's a big number for many young listeners because it's almost like it's assumed that being in your 30s, it's like your life is over. But I don't think so. I feel like there's just so many things that you can do. And no matter how old you are, you can do so much. And it's just a matter of keeping track of your health and just living life to the fullest. And I've kind of come to that conclusion in my late 20s that's kind of what it should be. So yay for being 30. I'm excited. I don't know what's gonna happen. I have many plans, but of course COVID kind of just ruined everything. I really initially wanted to do like a big party, like a big massive party with lots of alcohol and only people over the age of 21. Like, that was my goal. I would invite all my friends and family that are over the age of 21. But that didn't happen. So, So, I do have plans. Although I was hoping for it to just be kind of like a girls type of thing. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind family, I don't mind kids. It's just that, you know, I guess in some way it is a celebration for my birthday, and I really wanted it to be more of a close bond type of thing. And I get it, it's fine. But who knows, maybe I'll just be doing that on the day of rather than on the weekends coming up, because I guess I have a lot of planned out events for the next month. So you know what, my birthday is not just the day, it's the month, it's my birth month, so let's go. Do you guys have anything fun plans for your birthdays? Any fun events that you want to do for your birthdays coming up? Let me know. I'm genuinely curious. But that's the tea. I don't have really much for you guys. I mean, other than the fact that I did go on a hike this morning and it was tough. I'm like so tired. I just want to sleep, but that's kind of a sign that I'm going to go to sleep early today so I can get up early for work, which is my goal, which might not happen. Okay, but yeah, so that's really all the tea that I got for you guys. I really don't have much going on other than the holidays happening, and I really didn't feel like celebrating the 4th of July with all the things that I'm seeing on social media when it comes to canceling it. Not necessarily, well, yeah, it is canceling it. So I kind of just going into further search on the history of what's going on, really putting into thought out as to how independence happened. Like, I'm just kind of like, bruh, it's kind of sad. Like, I can't. Like, my heart was not into it whatsoever. Thankfully, my niece's birthday is on the 4th. So we, as my family, we celebrated her birthday rather than the 4th of July. So that was kind of more of the eventful side of things. So that was our celebration for the weekend. I was just feeling very, like, edumacated. Like, I just wanted to tell everybody and be like, please don't celebrate the 4th of July because, did you know, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't, and thankfully everybody was just more on a hype of my niece's birthday, which was really fun. I was a little bit on the not excited and not energy, and I think it's just the fact that I was just like, dude, I have to get up early, and then just a lot of stuff that was going on. Like, I just wasn't really in, it was just getting into my head, and I think anxiety really hit me hard, and but at the end of the day, it was a good time, and I enjoyed my night. There was, like, a fun little bit of, like, musical chairs with the drunk uncles, and that was really funny. So, it was genuinely a really, really fun time. Other than that, in the last couple times that you guys see me last, heard me last, sorry. I was house-sitting. I'm no longer doing that, of course, as you can tell a bit of time, the fact that I'm recording pretty freaking late. But I'm at home, and it's kind of nice to be home. Even though it was nice to be away, it was kind of nice to come back and have my own rhythm of things, just because it throws me off a bit with what I do, because I'm kind of that organized OCD person where I need to have things sorted out with my own personal schedule. So yeah, but now that I've spilled the tea of my life, I think it's time to spill the tea on a new drama that I'm going to be reviewing, talking drama talk. Doom at your service. let's go with this. I'm excited to talk about this one because it's a recently finished drama, so I'm ready for this. Okay, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in my previous recordings, but I kind of do go extra when it comes to the introduction of the music. I just like to kind of go with the drama. So if it's a cute one, I'll do a cute one. If it's a whimsical one, I'll do a whimsical one. If it's a intense one, I'll go an intense one. So that's kind of why I went for a dramatic sound for Doom at Your Service. Even though it's not dramatic like The Penthouse, I just wanted to go for that route because it still had that essence to it. So I'm sticking to it. Okay, let's do this. I'm excited for this one. Mainly because it definitely gives it, no, not gives it, this drama is, it was really hard to, not understand it. Well, yes, in some way it was, but there was a portion of the drama towards the end where I felt like, okay, no, let me rephrase that. From the beginning, I thought we were going to get a bittersweet ending, kind of like the Hotel de Luna, kind of like those dramas where you don't get that perfect happy ending. And so that's kind of what I anticipated, but we don't get that. And so I'll go into further depth into that, but I just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up on how I truly feel about this drama. Okay, but first let's start off with the introduction. Doom at Your Service, which is a Korean drama that just recently ended. Runtime was from May to June, the last day of June, basically. And it's a produced drama by TVN. I was going to introduce it to you guys in Hangul, which is a Korean version, a Korean translation to the drama title, but I butchered it 3 times, and I'm not going to try. It is a very long drama, so I still need lots of practice with it. With that in mind, another thing would be that it is a 16-episode drama, so it's not a long one. It's a typical Korean-length drama, and it is runtime is 70 minutes. That's kind of my guesstimate because a lot of them are an hour to 10, an hour to 5, or an hour to 15 minutes, which just really depends on the episode. So as for the genre on, like, Viki and Asian Wiki and, like, everywhere else, it's a fantasy, supernatural, romantic, and I added the dark humor in there because it is kind of dark in a way. So that's just one of them. But let's go for the description because the description is kind of long, and I wanted to provide that for you because it's a hard drama to understand if I'm just going to explain it to you guys. Okay, again, I'm so sorry. I'm still learning how to speak Korean, so please bear with me. Yeah. Okay. So this is a description. Tak Dong-kyung is as down on her luck as they come. Oh my gosh, I'm not wearing my glasses. Sorry. A few years ago, her parents were killed in a sudden accident. She responded by throwing herself into her work as a web-based novel editor. But misfortune strikes again when she is suddenly diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. On a dark night, she goes up to the rooftop and calls out to the heavens, asking for an end to her misery. But this time, her call is not unheeded. Her words summon a mysterious celestial being named Myeolmang, an intermediary between humans and the heavens. He arrives and tells her that he can make her wishes come true. If she is prepared to pay the ultimate price, she agrees and strikes a fateful deal with him. She will be allowed to live the life she dreams of for 100 days, after which the Grim Reaper will take her soul. However, as she gets to know this remarkable mortal, Myeolmang slowly begins to develop feelings for her, complicating relations between the human and the immortal realms. Doom at Your Service is a 2021 South Korean drama series that was directed by Kwang Yung-il. I was going to say it was a web drama, but it's not. So, okay, that gives me a little bit more understanding, but let's go for the casting before I go into, like, drama talk mode, because I will. Okay, so, again, that's a pretty good description, considering how I was going to just go into a long spiel about the drama. So let's just do for this one. Okay. So I picked out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 characters this time because I feel like this drama definitely had more characters that had to be spoken about. And I didn't want to leave these important characters out. So let's go. So the main actress we got is Park Bo Young. Female lead, of course, and she plays the character Tak Dong-kyung. And a few of the dramas that she's been in, she actually doesn't have like a massive list, but she has a list nonetheless. And all of the dramas that she's been in most recent have been huge hits, and I'm a huge fan of her, so I was excited to see her in this drama, and she did not disappoint. So some of those dramas that she's been in that are very well known would be Oh My Ghost, Strong Woman 2 Pang Soon, which is extremely well known and very loved. And then her most recent one would be Abyss, which actually is a 2019 drama, so not that recent. And as for the male, we got the actor, the male lead. His actor name is Seo In-guk, and he plays the character Myeolmang, which actually translates to Doom. And some of his dramas that he's been in, he's got a lot, actually, but some familiar ones everybody's starting to remember or, you know, go to his list of dramas would be Shopaholic Louie, and Hello Monster, and Reply 1994. I've actually seen a few of his dramas, and even the ones that he's cameoed in, he's a talented human being, and he's also a really brilliant singer, so I'll give him that for sure. Our next character, or actor, his name is Lee Seo-hyuk, and he is Cha Ju-ik, which was the manager, team leader of the writing company, web company. He's basically like the tall, handsome, vampire-looking model writer. He's actually been in a few dramas with Seo In-guk, but some of the few that he's more well-known for would be Hello Me. Let's see. Hello Me. What's a good one? I'm Sorry, I Love You, and Sweet Stranger, and Me. So that's just a few of them. Okay, sorry, I was kind of interrupted by my dog crying, and honestly, he was not crying for anything, he was just crying for my dad. Okay, so our next character would be the actress played by Shin Do-hyun, and she is the character named Najina, and she's the writer and the best friend of the main female lead, Tak Dong-kyung. And I've actually haven't seen her in many dramas yet, but it looks like she's got a decent list. So I'm excited to kind of look into more of her work. So Hospital Playlist would be one of them. Love with Flaws and the Memorials is one of them. So yeah, our next character is I'm very familiar with him. I've seen quite a few of his work. He is the actor named Kang Tae-ho. And the character that he plays is Lee Hyung-kyo. He's a cafe CEO. He's also the Tongsang of Cha Joo-ik, which I've actually come to realize that they're not siblings. I thought they were, but they're not. He just kind of helped raise him, and yeah, but they're not siblings. But the fact that everybody's like, you have a beautiful smile. He does. He's got a very charismatic and charming smile, and I'm in love with it. So some of his work that he's been in that are very familiar with is Run On. I actually love that drama, and I actually want to talk about that drama for sure. Love with Flaws. Actually, no, that was just one episode. Sorry. The Tale of Nokdu, which he surprisingly isn't the good guy in that drama, and I was shook. He portrayed a very good role there. My First Love 1 and 2. And he's got a few more, but those are some of the ones that he's very well known for. For our second to the last, we have the brother is the actor named Ta Woon, and then he plays Tak Sun-kyung. So he's actually an idol actor. Some of his work, he doesn't have a lot. He actually just recently started doing his actings. Like, he's listing Doom at Your Service as his first drama, but I want to say he's also in what's the drama called, My Roommate is a Gumino. Let me just go ahead and cheat you real quick, because I believe this is like some of his first work. He hasn't really done a lot, so but I really, really want to double check to make sure I'm not confusing him with someone else that looks just like him. But I'm pretty positive he is, because I've seen like memes and I've seen like just like videos of him showing up in this drama and in the other one. So okay. Oh, that's not it. Sorry. One last place. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if my eyes are deceiving me and I'm truly not. I mean, he doesn't really show up in this particular drama all the time. Like, he's not a very, like, I haven't finished watching it, but he's not like a very important character. Whereas in the drama, in the current drama that I'm talking about, he's kind of like a character that he needs to be talked about, I guess. It's hard to explain. Let's see. Oh, it's not. I confused him for someone else. I did. I don't know why. I think they just did it. Yeah, okay. My bad. I'm sorry. But this is his first drama, so He's an idol actor. He's in a band called SF9. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. And then the last character that I wanted to briefly talk about is the actress named Jung Ji-seo. She is Sun Yeo-shin. She's the deity. And I really wanted to just kind of briefly add her on here because I feel like she really is an important character in this drama, because she's kind of like a part of God, and it was just really cool to kind of see that. And I'll go into depth more, but some of the work that she's done, we have is Imitation, which is a current drama still going, The Cursed, which is just the most recent dramas, but I mean, I didn't even know this was her. She played W Two World Apart. I didn't know she wasn't part of this drama. She was a young version of the female lead. So that's pretty cool. That's what I got for you guys as a description and an introduction to this drama. Okay, that was a great transition. Hi, I just wanted to clarify that the first few minutes of this episode, I recorded them like a month ago, and I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on why the sound may sound different, or I might sound different, or just the fact that I kind of get cut off immediately and then transition to here. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. But I guess going forward with today's episode, I've already did the introduction for the characters, who was in the casting of this drama, and etc. Now it's time for my own personal review and thoughts and drama talk for today's episode. So let's get started. All right, going forward with what I wanted to kind of talk about this drama is just everything. Drama talk, review, compare, etc. So first and foremost, I already have like a list, but I just wanted to kind of point out how unfortunate it was that it started off with really amazing ratings and then slowly the number started to go low. And I don't necessarily know, well, okay, I have an idea of what could have been the reason why many viewers stopped watching it or stopped liking it. And it had a great casting nonetheless, but I think what happened was that the drama itself was a really, really high start, like a great start, and then it just kind of slowed down, and it just kept slowing down, and it just, I think because of, I guess, the quote-unquote romance was really quick, and maybe many viewers weren't really too pleased with that. Who really knows why, but the story, the plot in itself isn't bad. It's just, it was kind of like a really good start, a good casting, chemistry, the overall drama production was incredible. So I can see why there was a huge hype to it. And then it just kind of slowly dropped. And I can understand why, because honestly, like I've mentioned it before that in a previous episode, that I was watching this drama and then I stopped. To be fair, I kind of stopped because it did kind of have a slower pace and it just wasn't clicking with me. It's a funny drama. It's very she's very forward. She's not your typical, oh stop it, don't touch me, like no skinship type of thing. She's just like on it. She's like, let's kiss, let's go to sleep together. So she's very forward. And so you would think that she's very liked. I know that many viewers did like this character, but I think the pace of the drama was really what affected the ratings for it. Just because it had a good concept. It kind of made no sense at one point, and in some aspect I was kind of confused, but overall it was a good drama nonetheless, I'd say. So going off my list here, I have one that I have it on my first, but I'm going to put that on my last here. So first and foremost, Park Bo-young's acting was unbelievable in this particular drama. She's done the same characters in previous dramas. I feel like she's very similar in what she picks, but with this one in particular, I like the fact that there was a lot of emotion to it. You know, she starts off by saying that she doesn't cry. It's something that she's never really done from the moment her parents passed to now. It's always been hard for her. And then there's a moment in one episode towards the middle of the drama where she has a breaking point and she just cries. And I've seen most of her dramas, I'd say, and I've seen the crying moments. And I feel like this scene was probably the best of all. Like, she carried it so well that I was crying with her as well. I literally had a box of tissues, crying and just feeling the emotion, because the drama itself, it kind of has a heavy sort of topic, you know, talking about death, talking about leaving this world and not wanting to leave an impact, or wanting to not leave your family heartbroken. And it's just sort of, I can see why that moment, like all of that just like piled up and she just broke. And I remember watching the behind the scenes, and like Seo In-guk, he was consoling Park Bo-young because she could not control the tears. Like, it was just so much, and I think the emotion was just there, and it was just so strong, and it was amazing. And I think that that's one of my absolute favorite crying scenes. And you know, we don't want to say that we like crying scenes, but I really liked that one because the emotion was so raw and emotional and sad, and it was really good, and I really liked it. Another big thing that I really liked was how talented Seo In-guk is with his acting. He's like a chameleon when he acts, because, fun fact, his drama Shopping King Louis is actually one of those few dramas that I started watching when I started getting into dramas. So it was really funny actually to see him in this drama, and then, you know, kind of see him periodically in like variety shows or cameos, and then, you know, going for his military enlistment, and then coming back to this drama was the peak of it all, because it was a huge transition going from Shopping King Louis's character to this. If you guys haven't seen Shopping King Louis, it's a drama that's very quirky, very funny, very fun and loving, and his character, just to briefly tell you guys, he was in a car accident. It was kind of a severe injury to because of the fact that he cannot remember his past. He only knows the present, like literally that moment. He doesn't even know his name. And so the quirkiness that he has, like, there's this like funny scene on Instagram that I've been seeing where he's putting on patches to one of his other friend, and he spots a spider, and his method acted is superb. Like, he's mentioned it before, he has unique features, and he says that he's not handsome, but I honestly think he is, by the way. But he does definitely stand out with his features. He's a very unique person, and he knows it, of course. And so his features stand out more when he's being a goofball. And so you see his eyes just sort of like, it just kind of becomes smaller. His expression becomes bigger when it comes to like his lips, and just everything about how he expresses it is unbelievable. And it's not just that, but the way that he performs it. And like, he just is such a freaking weirdo, quirky, clumsy, like all these quirky things. He's not what we are used to seeing him in the drama Do My Your Service. Like, if you compare Myeolmang to Louis, because that's his name, in the other drama, you just don't see it. I mean, obviously he has his cool moments once he recovers and like blah, 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 blah. But it's just pretty freaking amazing because like he's still a quirky guy. And here comes Myeongmang, the character that you don't anticipate. He's like just so, he's very honest and sarcastic and arrogant and selfish and just has no sympathy, and it's just the complete opposite. And I just like to call him a chameleon because honestly, the few dramas that I've seen him, each character that he's portrayed are just individually different. And I honestly call that talent, considering that he kind of was a singer to an actor, I guess an idol. And you don't see a lot of idol actors be such talented humans as he is. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's just typically in the idol industry, going to acting, it's just more of looks rather than talent. But those hidden talents are my favorite, because you start to kind of see that whoever becomes an idol to an actor can act is beyond belief. I'm just saying, because there's a few idols out there that I'm in love with that are beyond just artistical and amazing. Yeah, just wanted to just really I love his acting. The other part, second lead romance. Typically dramas that are this good, the main lead or the main focus. But I've noticed that a lot of viewers were so in love with the second lead romance going on. And it wasn't just like a romance between two, it was a triangle, a love triangle. And you don't typically see that. So it was pretty cool to kind of get their own story as well. And at the end of the day, we got to see, you know, her best friend and her boss. So, I mean, Ta Doo-ik and Na Ji-na become lovers. I guess that's a little spoiler. They're just perfect. I mean, they're both tall. They're both models. They're both tall and both beautiful. Did I mention tall? They're beyond amazing. And honestly, I really liked the fact that her first love, like, I kind of liked the understanding of some of us just kind of being stuck with our first love and not growing up and just kind of being so focused. And I don't know, I really like the concept of her realizing my first love is going to be my first love, and maybe it just didn't work out because we both grew up and we both have different mentalities from then and now. And there was, I don't know where I saw, I think it was on Instagram as well, like kind of a comparison, like even though Ta Doo-ik was being very selfish and very arrogant in some form with Na Ji-na, like he was always in love with her and is was the reason why he behaved, and his honesty, it's almost like he's the same version as Myeongmang, but obviously Myeongmang is, you know, just not human, so he has no emotion. But he always loved Na Ji-na, and I think you, as if you look at it in a realistic perspective, you think, isn't he being like a complete asshole? But if we're looking in the drama way, I mean, he was being romantic, and I mean, they were just meant to be. He was her first kiss. There, I said it. His first kiss. Why not? Oh yeah. Brother love, the bromance. Oh my god, the bromance was beyond amazing. But not only that, no, yeah, it's the bromance. I was like, the brother love, I really, well, yeah, I think I had, I was like, why do I have that? Because there's the bromance part, and then there's Park Bo Young's character, so Tak Dong Kyung's brother, her younger brother, and how he became so loving and so respectful. And I think anything that's relating to siblings, especially brothers, and especially when they're younger, and in dramas specifically, when I see raw emotion happening, whether it's death or love or pain or any type of emotion, very strong emotion, I think it hits me hard because it's almost that little bit of envy that I wish that I had a sort of relationship that they do, or I wish that I had some sort of a bond with a sibling like that, because I don't. And I think if I there was a different moment in our lives, I think things would be different. I feel like I would be very close with my personal siblings, so if we were living in a different world, obviously. But whenever I see a type of relationship like that, like I said, when it comes to a younger brother in a drama, it hits me. And so when I saw moments where he was like crying for her because, you know, she's basically in her deathbed, she's got cancer, a tumor. And so I just get so emotional. So I really liked the brother a lot, and I'm probably going to mention a lot whenever there's a drama and there's a younger brother. I'm like, oh, I love the brother. But I think I also really like the bromance between her younger brother and Myeolbang. Like, her little brother, which I should probably name him, Tak Sang Kyung, he was just in love with Myeolbang, his hyung, and it's like Myeolbang was just like, don't touch me, get away, don't touch me. One of my frames just fell. That's three. Anyway, so I did not have that reflex that Irene from Red Velvet had, so dang. But anyways, so I just really like the romance, and it's just, hopefully one day in the future, I may have something. Who knows? And as always, something that I always like to point out is the fashion. I think Korea just knows how to pull off the fashion, man. Her style was beyond my expectations, and so was her best friend, Najina. Like, all the females in this drama, even the auntie, like, they just wore the best outfits ever, especially Converse. Like, I really liked how the wide, like, slacks or dress pants with sneakers is like really, really in, and that's one of my absolute favorite outfit styles. So I really was just like, I need to take note of everything that she wore and make sure to buy it. And I really did. Like, I was like, okay, I'm getting these Converse, I'm getting these shoes, I'm getting these pants. So I really love that. Like, I don't know if you guys, if you start to notice, you'll kind of see my sense of fashion. Like I've mentioned in previous dramas, like True Beauty, of course, Do Me Your Service, My Little Happiness. It's all about wide legs, tucked top, and a blazer, and I'm good. Just kidding. Not all of it, but that's the goal. And then the last little bit before I rate this drama is, the big thing was how this drama really talked about death and how it explored death and how it hits a person and it hits a family and a loved one. So for example, when I mentioned Park Bo Young's moment where she's crying and she's showing a lot of emotion, she's talking about death. I'm getting chills just thinking about it, because everybody has the fear of death, obviously. I think, well, not everybody, but most everybody has that fear. I think this drama really, like, made me understand a little bit more about it, but how Park Bo Young is sort of like, I'm just gonna die. And that's it. That's gonna happen. That's my life, you know? And all this negativity that comes with her comes and attacks her, meaning, like, she's just having all these breakdown moments after she found out about, you know, her tumor, and all these emotions come and like she tries to suppress it so much. And towards the sort of beginning middle, where her family and friends start to find out about her health issue and how they start to handle it, and she's trying to bring in a brave face, but when she breaks down, that's where you kind of like realize, damn, like, death is real. Like, death is, we all have to live through it. And one of the deities, so the young girl, Son Yoshin, So I'm trying. So that's one of the things that it was really hard for me to understand, whether she was God or a deity, which is kind of the same thing, but she kind of talks about death as well. And it was really just kind of like your loved ones have to face it on, and death is a part of life. We all have to face it one way or another. And it's just, it was, I think in that way, it was very interesting and it makes you reflect on life. With that in mind, this is one thing that I didn't like about this drama. And I think if from the beginning I had the expectation that she was going to die, because we know she's going to die. She has a tumor. But then at the end, and this is a huge spoiler, she doesn't die. Probably everybody knows. She gets, quote unquote, miraculously cured. And I think for me, there's a reason why I kind of gave it a bit of a lower rating, was mainly because of that. And I understand love defeats a lot, but not always. And I really just kind of didn't like, rewinding just a little bit, like to the deity. And I really, one thing I did like was how she was portraying God in a way where she's like, the reason why I'm the way I am and the way that I'm going through this and why I'm at a hospital is because it's like the life that the deity was given was slowly being given or not thrown away, but like it's really hard to explain, but just kind of like the reason why she was dying is to let the humans live type of thing. And I think she mentioned something like that, and it was really such a strong and awakening moment, and it really triggered in that aspect. And I kind of noticed that the deity was always trying to figure things out, and I always, just from the beginning and towards the middle and towards the end, I always thought the deity was going to say, your destiny is to die at this moment. Your destiny is to fight this disease, but at the same time live what you have left and pass on. And eventually your past life will come. That was always my thought, you know, because the drama had that sort of feeling, you know, when you think about it, other dramas that I've seen, that sort of feeling that it's like anticipated, and you have to kind of be with, you have to cope with the fact that she's gonna die type of thing. And she doesn't. And I get it, it's a supernatural drama, and we're supposed to kind of be like, oh, well, Mio Monk saves her, he becomes human, happily ever after type of thing. But I think for me was the fact that at some point I envisioned the drama being very realistic, in the sense of, you know, her fighting for her life and her eventually, you know, ending that fight, because, you know, it's part of life. And to see that she survives, it really kind of hurt in a way. I think, and again, this could be because I work in the medical field, not closely, but enough to say that I've seen cases in the department that I'm at, and I see death certificates and I see all these things, and I'm just like, it hurts, you know, it hurts to see that that's what life is. And I don't want to make it bad or anything, but I really wanted to see that happening, to have some realism in this drama, even though it was a supernatural drama, because of Myeong Mang, because of the deity, because of all of this. And so I think in some aspect for me, that was a bittersweet ending. Happy ending, always something that we want. But for me, I guess, though we had a supernatural drama, I wanted a more realistic drama towards the end. And we didn't get that. And a lot of viewers that have seen this drama, I haven't seen this drama, but it's called Uncontrollably Fond. It's with Pei Suzy, who's an idol actress. Really good actress, by the way. And in that drama, spoiler alert, he dies. And there was a meme where they were like, well, at least... Park Bo Young's character had Myeol Mang, but Pei Suzy did not have her Myeol Mang, so it's too late type of thing. And because the character in that drama, he does pass away because of cancer. So we saw the realism of that particular drama. So I kind of anticipated a similar ending, but that didn't happen. So I think that was just one little disappointment, because I wanted something more realistic on the supernatural level, but it wasn't. Nonetheless, it was still a good ending. I still liked the drama. Park Bo-young will always be one of my absolute favorite actresses, and I will always follow. So no matter what the drama, I'm probably still gonna watch from beginning to end. But that's just, again, that's just my own personal opinion. I'm not trying to make it seem bad, because I still gave it a good rating no matter the drama. I mean, like, anything below a 7 is bad to me anyways. So I would give it like an 8.9. That would be my rating. Just because I feel like there was a very quick, fast pace, and then it really, really slowed down. And then we kind of get to see that bittersweet ending that I personally did not like, but liked. So I'm still in between. So the ending is it's a dropping of the rating as well as the slow pace. But a lot of it was brilliant. The acting, the characters, the actors, the actresses, the artists, I should say, the production, the cinematography, the costumes design, everything was superb. So apart from that, I really did enjoy this drama, and I think I shed a lot more tears in this drama than I did in the other dramas. Actually, no, I think Hotel de Luna was another one, because something happens. So yeah, now that I think about it, I need to make a list of all the dramas that I've cried. But which ones are they? Because there are a lot. Okay, well, that's all that I have for you guys. Have for you all, drama lovers. I think I talked more on this one now that I look at my recordings. But yeah, I hope you all enjoyed today's episode, and I apologize again for the delay. The holiday weekend was packed with a lot of things going on, and then I had work, and I just had a very short week, and then it was my birthday week, so it just kind of, it was a scramble of no time to sit and record with silence around me. So yeah, if you guys like today's episode, please let me know what you guys think of the drama here, specifically what you guys honestly thought of the ending, because obviously not everybody's gonna agree with me, but I really would love to hear your thoughts and perspectives and what you think. With that, thank you for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe at whatever podcast station that you listen to, if I'm there. And comment, please give me the best rating as possible. And I will hope to see you all real soon. Oh, and one last thing, don't forget to follow us on social media, and all of that will be on the description for today's episode. Thank you again, and I will see you real soon. Bye!